And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to have somebody on this hour that may make some of you uncomfortable, and I want to be very clear about this. I'm not telling you to turn the radio off. I'm just giving you the option here in the next few minutes to perhaps turn the radio. The reason why we have this man on our show today is we have to give him equal time. Yesterday, as you know, we had on the Family Values Coalition. They were talking to us about, the recent spate of things that have been happening to families in this country. We had a complaint from this group, Alternative Interfamily Relationships, and Mr. Vernon Dozier is going to join us with this group, Alternative Family Interrelationships. And if I want to start out, Mr. Dozier, first of all, by asking you, isn't it true that what your organization basically believes in incest, isn't that right?
What I want to do is back up a little bit, because we don't believe in calling it incest. And I would appreciate that you...
Whatever you call it, isn't that what it is?
I want to ask you to afford me the same courtesy you gave the Family Values Coalition representatives yesterday, Mr. Hendry, and allow me to speak to give a proper answer to your question.
All right, go ahead, but you don't want to call it that.
We would appreciate that you not use that term. We believe in calling them what they are, alternative interfamily romance. You had individuals on your program yesterday calling the alternative family relationship sick. And we are seeing more and more of this, given the divorce rate in this country and other things that I want to point out.
Well, what was the comment that you made to the press earlier today which caused all the friction?
I'm not aware that it caused a lot of friction.
Well, I can tell you that a newsroom across the country and all of our affiliates were carrying it, and so it must have caused some kind of a reaction.
Well, what I said, I was reacting to Angelina Jolie and her split up with Mr. Thornton. And I said if Angelina Jolie split up with Mr. Thornton to move back in with her brother, I didn't think it was a bad thing. Whatever solace that she took in that relationship, what they had together, obviously was a better thing than...
You're telling me that Angelina Jolie broke up with Billy Bob Thornton to move back in with her brother for sexual purposes.
Well, there you go again. You want to call it sex. We call it a romantic, intimate relationship that can involve sex, yes. But I'm saying, if she, who are you to say, or who are any of your listeners to say, she can't move in with her brother if that's what she feels is proper for herself, and if that's what her brother feels is proper, and if they had something that was special to them.
Well, I'm giving you a forum, sir, to promote what I call incest and what you call alternative interfamily relationship, and...
Again, I'd appreciate if you not use the word incest.
Do you believe that family members should have sex with each other?
Incest is a highly charged word.
No. The question is very simple. Do you practice this? Do you believe that that family members should have sex with each other?
I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm telling you what I do. I'm telling you that...
Do you practice this, sir?
Yes, I do.
With who?
With Celia. And
well, she's your daughter, right?
She is my middle daughter, and we're very happy, and I don't like the word incest.
Well, that's what it is. How old is she?
I do not want you to use that word. Again, what I have with my daughter Celia is very special. And
well, how old is she?
She's 22 years of age, all right? And I'm not going to be interrogated. Sir, we can conclude the interview right now.
All right, so you don't want me to use the word incest.
Again, you're using it.
You don't want me to use that word, so what is it? Interfamily?
Interfamily, alternative romantic, romance. Celia's 22, she's of age, so I guess that, so because she's of age, that bothers you, doesn't it? Does it, Mr. Hendry?
No, yes, it bothers me that a father and a daughter are involved this way, yeah.
But it bothers you even more because she's not underage, and so you can't get me for being a child molester, isn't that right? Isn't that right, Mr. Hendry?
No, what bothers me, sir, is the whole idea of you promoting the idea of incest between family members.
Well, number one, we don't promote it among all family members. We promote it between brother and sister, but not between, and between father and daughter, but not between mother and son.
Why not mother and son?
Because that is obviously, that is an absolutely, I can tell you the personal reasons for that, but that is an unbelievably degraded situation.
So you don't believe you believe in this interfamily romantic thing between father, daughter, brother and sister, but not mother and son.
And I can get into my reasons a little bit later on if you don't mind.
Well, how did we get into this? How did you get into this? How is it that we are now talking about having sex with daughters?
I'm not talking about having sex. I'm talking about having a meaningful relationship, a same relationship that Woody Allen is having with his daughter. Angelina Jolie is having with her brother. What about that Woody Allen and Sun Yi? That's a father and a daughter, and I don't see a bust in his cast in that, okay?
That's his stepdaughter.
And they had a kid. Look, the divorce rate in this country, the pain and suffering that people go through in bad relationships, the abusive relationships, and who knows you better than your own father. It is unconditional love, something that every woman strives for.
So you stand there and you say to my audience that you have relations with your own daughter, and you're proud of that.
Understand, Mr. Hendry, we don't believe that all interfamily relationship is right, as I mentioned. What Ms. Jolie has found with her brother is a great and good and lasting thing. And what I and Mr. Allen have with our daughters, but we don't advocate or condone mother-son relationship. My wife took off with my son, if you want to know the answer to the question, and they're living somewhere in Florida. It creates lies and deceit and betrayal. And for three years, my wife and my son carried on behind my back, and they were liars, and they were betraying me.
All right, I want to give our phone number out, and we'll pursue this a little bit more. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. And I hear in the background a printing machine.
That is correct.
Are you printing off something, sir? I'm sorry.
No, we're in our publishing house right now. We're printing off copies of a leaflet that we've got, which I can talk about. It's called Life with Dad, The Other Way. And
so you're printing that off now?
That is correct, because we're going to be canvassing some schools and some...
Some schools?
Yes, sir. You know, Mr. Hendry, again, Angelina Jolie, her brother, Woody Allen, and his daughter... But you're busting my castanets, and why is that?
I'm not, sir. I'm not busting, as you say, your castanets. I'm just asking you, do you believe this is proper? And then you say, but it's improper for a mother and for a son.
Mother-son relationships breed deceit, lies, and murder. I can point to any number of murder cases that have happened in the United States over the last several years where a mother talked a son into killing the father, or a mother talked a son into committing some kind of egregious act. Mothers and sons, when you put them together, it is nothing but a cancer. Fathers and daughters, when you put them together, can have a meaningful, lasting, and a very, I would think, mutually fulfilling relationship. And that thing...
That's what you have with your daughter?
Say that again?
That's what you have with your daughter?
Yes, I do. I have, Celia and I have a tremendous... relationship, one that is mutually fulfilling in every way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier, who's printing off copies of a leaflet called The Other Way, Life with Dad. Here is Susanna. Go ahead, Susanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never heard this show, and I was just listening in my car, and this gentleman, I'm considering even calling the police. This is the most ridiculous
thing.
Well,
my daughter is of age. She's
completely illegal to be having...
Wait a minute. She's of age.
She is not... With your daughter...
How do you figure that?
You're supposed to be a father.
I am a father.
I can't believe that this is... Oh, I just got in a wreck.
What happened?
Susanna, are you all right? Susanna, are you okay?
I'm printing some things off, Mr. Hendry. Can I go to my work?
Well, go ahead and print your stuff. Susanna... Just got a lady getting a wreck. Well, I want to put this message out to you, Susanna. If you are listening, if your radio's on, she just banged into a car or something out there. And I can assure you that...
Lady, all right?
I don't know. She was talking to me, and she got into a wreck. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Please call us, Susanna, and let us know that you're all right. Mr. Dozier, you were talking to me about having sex.
You keep going down that road of sex this and sex that, and I would question what your mind is all about. Mr. Hendry, I've never met you. You seem to be a pleasant enough fellow, but you have this mind that wants to go to sex.
Are you having sex with your daughter?
She's 22 years old, yes. And you want to know why? Because my wife and my son took a shank and stuck it in my back and ran off to Florida. Now, they're living down there on my money, which they didn't have any problem taking out of my account. And
are you having sex with your daughter to get back at your wife?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, sir.
Are you having sex with your daughter to get back at your wife?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier from, he's printing off his leaflets there from Alternative, what is this, Janice? I forget the name of the guy's organization, Alternative Interfamily Relationships. This is a guy who believes since Angelina, and we have no information that Angelina Jolie is living, you know, intimately with her brother. He says if she can live with her brother and Woody Allen can be married to his daughter, then he has every right to have relations with his daughter, and he believes that there is too much made of what I call incest and what he refuses to allow me to call incest. He says, however, mothers and sons shouldn't have sex because they breed murder and betrayal. This is bizarre. And on top of all of that, I had Susanna call, a lady who was concerned, and she got into a wreck down in wherever it is she was calling us from. I hope you're all right, Susanna. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You're printing off material, Mr. Dozier, that you're going to be giving out at schools?
Mr. Henry, we are printing out material about alternative family romance that we will be handing out at schools, and we're not encouraging sex. We are asking girls that once they are of age, that they consider the possibility that they might be happy with their fathers.
The name of this thing is called The Other Way, Life with Dad, and here are some of the chapter titles. My Pretty Pony PJs.
That's correct.
Dance Like Britney, Show and Tell, Let's Get Away from Mom.
That is correct.
And you're asking this be placed in schools.
They're putting books about gays in schools, aren't they? They're putting books about gay couples in schools. And I will say this, at least we're not gay, which is against the Bible, whereas in the Bible, incest, as you call it, which I can't stand that word, and I would like to get violent when I hear it, is very popular in the Bible. It's in book after book of the Bible. Interfamily romance.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Susanna, are you all right?
Hello.
Hi, Susanna, you okay?
I drove up on a curb and I dropped the phone.
You poor thing.
I was very irate.
Are you all right?
But I am all right.
You're okay because we heard you hit the curb there, yeah.
Susanna, this is Vernon Dozier. Are you all right there?
Yes, but I don't consider you much of a human being. As far as I know, it is illegal in this country to be having sex with members of your own family.
Well, we don't recommend
Why can't you find somebody else? A father and a daughter have a special kind of a relationship.
Yes, they do.
That does not include sex.
We don't recommend it between mothers and sons, if that makes you feel better.
No, it doesn't make me feel better. You ought to be arrested and be in jail. I can't believe that nobody has come after you.
Susanna, do you read
the Bible? You ought to have your testicles removed.
Ma'am, before you choose violent solutions to problems, the divorce rate in this country is at an all-time high. Abusive relationships are at an all-time high.
I don't care about that.
If a woman can find happiness with her father.
That's between husbands and wives, not fathers and daughters.
If a daughter can find happiness with her father, and at the same time enjoy...
She's too young. Doesn't know you're supposed to be a father figure, not a sexual father figure. A father figure to teach her how to grow up and be a mature, upstanding woman.
That's what we're doing. And on
top
of that, we're having some fun,
law,
too.
It's disgusting.
What about Woody Allen and that Chinese girl? You don't say anything about that, do you?
I think that's wrong, too. But that's not his daughter
by
blood.
Woody Allen, the Chinese girl. She's Korean, okay?
And what about Angelina Jolie and her brother?
And what does it matter whether she's Chinese or not?
Well, I find that unusual for an elderly white man to hook up with his own daughter who's Chinese. How'd that happen?
That's absolutely disgusting. And I hope that they come after you. And
ma'am, you just threatened to take my...
throw you in prison.
You threatened to take my testicles off. Now, that is much worse than my daughter and I enjoying a little roll in the hay. Don't you think?
She hung up again.
Maybe she ran into another curb.
I don't think so. I think she just can't stand listening to this. 1-800-449-8686. the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking to Mr. Vernon Dozier. And you're still printing those off, huh?
Yeah, school's going to be out in about a half hour, so I want to get...
You can't wait to get that stuff out there, huh?
Huh?
You can't... Will you turn... You go, get away from the printer. Can't wait to get it out there, huh?
I'm just telling you that we've got some interesting material here. See, you want to come after me, but Angelina and her, and Aunt Joni and her brother can have a beautiful, warm, lasting...
Nobody knows that they're having sex. She moved in with her brother. Sabrina, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make a couple comments. First of all, I find it utterly disgusting that a father would want to have sex with his daughter. I find this nanny to be a hypocrite because
a
mom can't sleep with her son, but a father can sleep with her daughter. I don't agree with any of this.
Wait, are you telling me that a mother ought to be able to sleep with her son? That is
vile. I'm saying that it's all wrong, but you're also a hypocrite. And I am 24 years old.
It's okay.
I have a dad. I love my dad to death. And I don't love him in a sexual, intimate way. That's just wrong.
Would you like a copy of our book, Life with Dad?
No, the titles made me want to throw up.
Why would it make you want to... Wait, we give lessons on how to dance like Britney Spears for him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, will you?
This is disgusting. I'm sorry, sir.
It's disgusting.
But you're wrong. Ma'am, you don't sleep with your children.
Look, my daughter is 23 years of age, okay?
She messed up in the head. You're messed up in the head, too, to think that your wife and your son left you and you have to go sleep with your daughter.
That is
just wrong.
You are
a sick man.
My wife and my son left me and took every nickel out of my bank account.
So you're going to cry about it and go sleep with your daughter? That just doesn't make any sense,
as
sir.
As I said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, so in other words...
You know what? Two rights don't make a wrong.
If your wife is having sex with your son, her son, so you're going to go ahead and do it too.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, look what she did to me.
First of all,
she's getting it in every position for my own son. They're down on the beach in Florida, and I can't get a little of that sweet stuff.
I think you're sick, and I think you're a what? I think you are.
You have
no self-esteem that you have to sleep with your daughter.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
When you were a little girl, you didn't run to the sprinklers with your panties while your father was planting a tree?
All right, I don't want any more of that conversation, if you don't mind. I don't mind.
Disgusting.
As long as we're talking about of-age women, we'll talk about it. I don't want any more of that. Do you understand me?
You know, Mr.
Henry... I'm very offended by that.
All right. Well, you know what?
Let me ask you something. What about your daughter? What if one day she meets a young man and she wants to be with that young man and she doesn't want to be with you anymore, okay?
Hey, blood's thicker than water. I'll always be the man in her life. Every woman I've ever met...
Oh, my God.
Let me say this to you, Sabrina. Every woman that I have ever met has lied to me, and now I find a woman who's faithful, and it happens to be my daughter. And you want to take that away from me?
Sir, you're not supposed to sleep with your children, and because every woman's lied to you, there must be something wrong with you.
Say that again?
For all your women to lie to you?
Yeah, women have
been... There's something wrong with you, then.
Women are liars. Women are liars. And I found...
Okay, and men aren't? Excuse me,
When I was having normal sex, women lied to me, but the minute I discovered...
Maybe your daughter's afraid of you. Maybe she's afraid of the consequences
of
what happened.
There you go. That's exactly...
If it was revealed to the police, she'd be afraid that she'd be embarrassed.
You know, this whole thing, this Mr. Dozier, you keep bringing up Angelina Jolie and her brother, Woody Allen, and...
What about Henry Fonda and James Fonda?
I have a comment about that, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Angelina Jolie is not going to come from California to have an interview with you on your radio, so no offense. But she's not going to tell you about her personal life, and she could be living in with her brother because she needs a place to stay, not to have sex with him, not to be intimate with him.
If
she is intimate with him, then she has a problem.
Right.
That is not normal behavior. You need to see a psychiatrist.
You didn't see her at the Academy Awards with her brother lip-locking him and just rubbing up and down?
You know what? I don't have time to watch TV because
she doesn't want your book.
She
doesn't want the book.
Are you available?
Thank you for having me talk
to
you.
Thank you very much, Sabrina.
Are you available for dating?
All right, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Vernon Dozier from Alternative Interfamily Romance. Why can't fathers and daughters and brothers and sisters get together romantically? Woody Allen did it with his daughter. Angelina Jolie is living with her brother. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
I'm more in love than I could ever know was possible. It's just...
We're on the air, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier in his office there. Let's just put this in perspective before we go to our next call. You believe that it's all right for fathers and daughters to have intimate relationships if they're of age?
That's correct. I'd like you to make that clear, and I'm thank you for not using that other word.
You mean the word incest?
See, you're trying to make me angry. It's not incest. It is meaningful relating.
But it's not okay for mothers and sons because your wife ran off to Florida with your son and took all of your money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Does that not make sense? Is that not logical? Is that too emotional, Mr. Henry? Well, that's where I live. That's where I am. Sometimes I live with my heart.
Let me go to Eric. Eric, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I'll turn it on.
Yeah, Eric, turn your radio down.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a comment for that guy. What, you can't go out to a bar or something and pick up your own lady. You have to go, you know, for the easy street. Yeah, I go after your daughter.
I've known great intimacy with my daughter. You want me to go to some bar? What am I going to get there other than syphilis?
Syphilis?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Dude, that's just not right, dude. You're depriving her. Like, you're depriving her of boys that, you know, that are, you know, we're not all bad in the world.
All right, do you have a daughter, sir?
I'm 19.
You're mentally diseased?
He's 19.
What? All right, listen.
I'm 19.
All right, let me ask you something. What's your name, Eric? Eric, listen to this. Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't gun your engine. Check this out. I got this on my stereo, Mr. Henry.
What is that?
Britney Spears. Yeah. Come to daddy.
Turn it off for a minute. Watch your language, Eric, if you wouldn't mind. Watch your language.
I'm sorry.
What has Britney Spears got to do with it?
You're kidding me, right? You guys are kidding me, aren't you?
Kidding you about what?
That sweet stuff? You're telling me you wouldn't tap that? Tell me
it's
you wouldn't
not
tap
my daughter.
Tell me you wouldn't tax that.
I said Britney Spears because she's not my daughter.
It's not your daughter, dude. It's some a chick, okay?
Dude, you changed her diaper when she was little. It's the same thing. That's disgusting, dude. I hope you go to jail, you sick weirdo.
I'm gonna go to jail, for what? Because I happen to be attracted to something ripe and fresh for the first time in my life. Oh, yeah.
Turn it off!
Eddie, get the rest of that printing gun, will you?
You, what do you do? Do you sit around all day long listening to Britney Spears?
You're telling me you wouldn't tax that.
Let me tell you something, pal. A, I'm married. B, if it was underage, no. C, I'm married, so I can't touch it. And D, if I wasn't married, I'd still think she was too young.
Oh, bull crap. Are you trying to tell me you wouldn't tax that? Oh, yeah.
Get her out of here, will you? I'll say something you think might be shocking. I think Britney Spears is a load, okay?
Yeah, a load. I'll tell you what, load.
Yeah.
She's got a load up top.
Here is Mary Jo. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Mary Jo.
Yes.
Go ahead, dear.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm a survivor of sexual relationships with my father.
Were you
someone
an adult?
Who was supposed to be someone I could trust.
Were you an adult?
Someone who I was supposed to believe in. Someone I was supposed to...
I guess she wasn't an adult.
No, she
no,
wasn't. She was attacked by her father. You
but
understand?
I'm going to tell you something.
What
I had intimacy with my father.
What about Billy Bob Thornton?
What about him?
Did you have relations with him?
Why would I have relationships with him? And I'm going to tell you
what
something.
What are you talking about?
You've done nothing but absolutely damage to your daughter. She believed in you. She trusted in you. You were supposed to be the adult in this situation.
And she uses my credit card in my car.
You took your anger from your wife.
Right.
The same as my father took his anger from his wife and put it on me.
God.
You're putting it on your daughter.
Ma'am.
You're wrong.
Have you ever fantasized? Have you fantasized?
You have created
a situation
about
Woody Allen
for your daughter that she cannot escape.
Right, that poor girl is going to be.
And I'm going to tell you something, buddy.
She's inheriting about $15 million.
It's going to take her years and years and years to be able to live a normal, absolute, loving life.
Do you disagree then with what we're doing?
I absolutely disagree with what you're doing.
Because it wasn't clear from what you were saying. I don't think.
It was clear.
I didn't understand.
It was very clear what I said to you. My father ruined me the same as you're ruining your daughter. You are absolutely brainwashing your daughter.
Do you want a copy of her?
Because your wife did something that
my wife took
you
off to Florida.
Probably created.
My wife took
in
off
the
to
beginning.
Florida in a brand new Corvette.
Oh,
my
big,
daughter and I.
Big deal.
Can I ask you something? My,
oh,
my daughter and I would love.
My
to.
Wife bought. I bought my wife a Corvette.
My daughter
I bought
and
my
I,
wife $1 million
that's
home.
That's right.
I bought my wife this. I bought my wife that.
Mary Jo.
What did you do?
My daughter
for
and I would
her?
Love to have you over for dinner. So you can
absolutely
see.
Absolutely not.
We'd like to have you over for barbecue.
Absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, come on.
I will never
no,
go to dinner with a pervert.
We have you'll never go to dinner with a pervert. We play bocce ball and lawn darts.
And you have sex with your daughter. 23 years old.
How about some drinks?
Oh, will you stop it already? I got your brochure here, sir. You demanded equal time because we had the Family Values Coalition.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
We'll have hot dogs and...
Not coming over
but
for dinner,
you know
okay?
What?
What?
When a father hurts a daughter like you have
you
hurt
ought to
a
go
daughter,
to jail, okay?
My father has hurt a daughter.
Who?
You are the lowest scum. You don't even deserve the airtime you're getting.
Thank you.
Thank you?
Well, what else can I say? She's,
Yeah, she's pissed the way everybody... And will you turn that printer off?
Sorry.
And the radio.
Sorry. You guys want to beat me up anymore? Go ahead. I'm used to it. I was
you should be used to it.
My own father beat
you
me.
You should be absolutely ashamed.
My mother beat
of
me.
Of who you are... And what you have brought your daughter into...
My daughter beats me, too.
...in an absolute sickening...
How about you come over for Father's Day?
How about you forget you're a father...
Thank you.
...and get away from your daughter and let her live her life?
My daughter beats me, and she's in a wheelchair, so...
Your daughter's in a wheelchair.
Oh, your daughter's in a wheelchair.
Well, that's what I was saying.
So your daughter has no choice...
She can't dance.
...but just to come to her father.
That's why I like...
And that makes her... That makes her...
If you could come over, we'll watch some Woody Allen movies.
All right. Mary Jo, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I guess you guys don't like me very much.
No, no, I wouldn't say that we do. In a wheelchair.
Can I turn my music up now?
Go ahead.
Turn my printer back on, too.
Yeah, good luck, pal.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Phil Henry Show. Voice of Vernon Dozier was performed by me in that bit. That was me doing the voice of Vernon. That was me doing my own voice. Those people who called in, they thought that that was a real guy. But, you know, might as well have been, because I'm sure there's plenty of dudes that agree with him. Plenty of, not plenty, but just enough. From yesterday's show, well, actually Monday, we had Bud Dickman and David Hall wanted me to change my name from Phil to something else because there's too many Phils in broadcasting. Phil Donahue, Phil McGraw, now Phil Hendry. Here it is.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The fact is that Phil Donahue, Phil, now another guy has got a show called Dr. Phil. You know who this guy is?
What is his last name? Phil McGraw? Is that it? Phil McGraw?
Right. He was on the Oprah show?
Yeah.
All right, now he's got some show that he's doing. Dr. Phil McGraw, Phil Donahue. Now I got you, Phil Hendry. These two guys have got bigger names than you.
Right.
I need for you to start thinking about changing your first name. That's all I'm asking.
Look, I've worked for 30 years in this business with this name. I got a show that's syndicated with this name.
Yeah, well, you got a show that's syndicated, but it ain't as big as Phil Donahue or Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
That's right. That's right, pal. He was on Oprah. You weren't.
So what do you want me to do? Change my first name?
Yes. All I'm asking is that you consider, Phil, that there are... See, I'm calling you Phil, and I'm immediately thinking of Donahue. Or I call you Phil, and I think of Phil McGraw.
You don't think of Phil Hendry?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Every time you say your name Phil, or I say your name Phil, people think I'm talking about Phil Donahue, or Phil McGraw, or Phil Collins. They don't think of Phil Hendry.
Phil Collins, even.
Phil... Oh, you're going to tell me you're bigger than him?
No, I'm not. Of course I wouldn't say that. I'm just... He hasn't had a record lately.
I'm calling you Phil, and I want to call you something else, and I want to get people to used to it. And I don't know, but we've got some ideas. Is Bud there?
Here he is.
Okay, Bud, I got a segment that I'm doing here.
Just, Bud, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
Have you got the names?
Well, we have a list of names for you to choose from.
Okay, you got them?
I'm looking at him here.
What do you think?
Ned Hendry.
Yeah. I like that one.
That's my one that I like, too, because I don't think it sounds Western.
It sounds Western.
Yeah, it sounds like Ned Hendry.
I want to think about Ned. The other name that I liked for you was Joe Hendry, because it's every man.
And then we have, here's one.
What is this, Ricardo? Is that a joke or something?
No, it is not a joke. We are in dire need of some visibility in the Hispanic market.
Ricardo Hendry.
Yes, all you got to do is say you're a Mexican, and they'll believe it.
Here's another one.
Rupert?
Those are all the R's.
Rupert Hendry. Roger Hendry.
Here's some more.
Bud, I can see them, okay?
There, see? Here's some more.
I can see them, Bud. Don't keep pushing them at me.
What else you got there?
This one I like.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy Hendry.
And I also like this one.
What about Christian Hendry?
Oh, you gotta be kidding. What's the one you're pointing out?
That one.
Conrad?
Conrad Hendry is a good name. What we're trying to do is simply give you, if you could change your name, what would it be?
I don't know. Why don't I use my middle name, Steve?
That blows.
No, that's no good.
Steve Hendry. That blows, huh? But you want to call myself... You want me to call myself Sabrian. What the hell is that?
That's from a group of goth people I knew.
Well, good for you that you were in a goth cult, man. Is this a joke? What do you mean...
What?
Is this a gag? Slappy?
Yeah, kind of you do. You're kind of funny.
Yeah, sometimes you're funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Slappy or this one here?
Toby. I got Emmanuel Hendry, Elroy Hendry, and Slappy Hendry.
We're down to those three.
Yeah, those made the cut, huh?
Yeah.
About this one.
Don't keep pushing them at me, but Tobias. All right. I ain't changing my name from Phil.
Would you just consider it?
No, I'm not going to consider it, all right?
Well, then every time they hear you say, "Hi, I'm Phil," and then they're going to think, "Oh, it's the Phil Donahue show."
What's Hezekiah?
That's the Jap, isn't it?
No, it's biblical.
Hezekiah.
Well, the Jews, I don't know. I mean, I didn't like Hezekiah myself, but...
What about calling yourself Bud Hendry?
No, I don't want to do Bud Hendry. I don't want to do Ned Hendry.
I just think you ought to think about it, Phil. Otherwise, people are going to confuse you with,
Phil Collins, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to think they're listening to the Phil Collins show. No, and I ain't get that out of here, bud. I'm not changing my name to Tank.
I think that's a great one.
What about Shirley?
Shirley? Yeah, ha ha.
No, but no, I'm sorry, I misread it. What about Shecky?
Shecky is nice.
Or Kelly.
Kelly's good, too.
1-800-449. But you guys just leave me alone, okay?
What's the matter?
Just leave me alone, all right? Hi, you're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, is this the Slappy Hendry Show? That's a great show!
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Okay, anyway, Slappy. That's me. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, did you hear the latest from the news? Listen to this. A federal judge rejected attempts Thursday by Zacharias Moussaoui, indicted in the connection, you know, with the September 11th attacks, to plead guilty. He wanted to plead guilty. You want to know why? Because he doesn't want to go to the gas chamber. So the big Al-Qaeda martyr, this guy is trying a last-ditch effort, just a last-ditch piece of manipulation and maneuvering. By pleading guilty, he's hoping that he can save his worthless neck. He says, I am Al-Qaeda. I want to enter a plea today of guilty. I'm Al-Qaeda. I pledged an oath of loyalty to Osama bin Laden. I have many, many information to give to the American people about an existing conspiracy, which, of course, you know that he doesn't. This guy simply wants to save his worthless skin. Now, this guy is gutless. The big, brave Al-Qaeda martyrs. Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're going to go right there into the gates of hell, man, for big Allah. You got Osama running scared if he isn't already made into cat food. You got that Zobadiah dumbass, whatever his name was. They're bouncing rubber hoses off of his head, and he's spilling his guts. They got that other sheikh that he's spilling his guts. Now they got this, and that cat that murdered poor Daniel Pearl, he's talking big, but you know that he gave up everything. Now here's this Messiah guy who wants to tell everybody everything. He says, I'm guilty. But for the death penalty, I would like to see if I can not get the death penalty, and I have many, many things to tell the American people. Please don't kill me. So there you go, man. Just like, you know, those guys in Airborne said it. You know, you stick a pistol in their ear, they all start wetting their pants and crying for their mamas just like everybody else. All the big talk. So that's nice. I say we let the guy, you know, think that maybe we won't put a noose around his neck. Squeeze him for whatever else he's got, which you know isn't much, and then go ahead and stick him in Sparky anyway. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686. Yes, some things never change. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Emmy nominations. Let's talk about that for just... Let's talk a little television instead of all of the sickness that is surrounding this world. And the Emmys have been announced, the nominations. Among them, of course, an enormous potpourri of Emmys nominations, I should say, for Six Feet Under. But Margaret Gray joins a syndicated columnist for the Bardley Syndicate. She writes the column, A Little Bird Told Me, and she is... Very excited about Sex and the City, right, Margaret?
Well, Phil, I'm excited about Sex and the City, but not for that, perhaps the reasons that you think. I like the program, but I think the program doesn't go far enough in what it is trying to do.
Well, what do you think Sex and the City tries to do?
I think it tries to give American women a look at an exciting world filled with women who are satisfied, who are liberated, and as a result are very happy. It's a world that most American women don't know anything about. And when I say most American women, for instance, the women that are listening to your program right now, a general talk radio audience of females is for the most part, undereducated and sort of caught in a lot of ways in marriages that are not satisfying. I think women like Sex and the City because it gives them a glimpse into what they could have had had they been a little bit more exciting.
The entire liberated world of women, sexually liberated world of women.
And career women as well, Phil. Women that are sexually liberated and are liberated economically. Now, that brings me to the project that we have in mind. And when I saw the Emmys come out today, the Emmy nominations, I was excited because I knew that our reality-based program, along with Liza's, along with Anna's, along with P. Diddy's, along with the Osbournes, again, will give people something to look forward to when they turn on their television and get them away from their own dull lives.
All right, well, what is the project you're working on right now with Doug Urbanski?
Doug and I hit on a reality show, not a made-up show, but a reality show that would show a woman who's sexually satisfied and liberated. Why watch Sex and the City, which is a made-up show, when you could watch a reality-based show of a woman who is happy, who is completely satisfied intimately with her husband, who is successful in her career, and that would bring women out there listening to your show and women out there in TV land, it would bring them closer to that experience.
All right, I understand that this program is going to be basically about you, right?
You know something, Phil? Ever since I met Frank, he has never failed to bring me to the peak of ecstasy. It's really an unusual experience for a lot of women. Your female listeners and the ones that watch TV, odds are they don't even know what I'm talking about. But what I am talking about is complete, utter sexual satisfaction that powers me through the day. And on this reality program that Mr. Urbanski and I will be doing called The Margaret Gray Collection, and I love that title, Phil.
This is a reality-based show that will follow you in your life because you're sexually satisfied?
Now, just hear me out. Women are going to see me during the day going about my business with a glow on my face, a flush look to my face, a lot of energy as I go about my day writing my column, interviewing Greg Kinnear for the new Bob Crane film, watching the dailies on Jason J. Delmonico's pilot, doing things I do with great happiness because Frank is really very devastating. This is what I will let women see, what it could have been like for them had they taken that extra step, chosen a man that can be intimate and sexually exciting. My new reality-based program will have cameras on my life that women can see and say to themselves, I could have been that. I think it's going to be a very exciting film.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. On this program, they're going to have cameras following you around the house, and I think you know what I'm going to ask you. If this show is about your life and how successful you are because you're sexually satisfied, we're not going to be watching you have sex.
No, absolutely not, Phil. I'm not going to stoop to some of the levels that I think do approach the gutter on Sex and the City. I love the program. But on my show, we're going to try to keep our noses above the level of the gutter just a little bit. No, you won't see me having sex. You'll see the aftermath of the wonderful intimate life that Frank and I have. What you'll be able to see will be a silhouette. And just imagine this, Phil, and I do want to thank at this time the director that I'm working with, a wonderful guy who I have known for 30 years, Mort Forrester, and also my agent, Art Cooch, who was there through it all. I owe an awful lot to them. A silhouette of Frank and I making love to a very romantic song. So the film opens, and we do have a trailer. Mort?
Do you have just the soundtrack to the opening trailer?
Yes, we do. Go ahead and... I'm sorry. That's not it.
Okay, well, we'll get that set up, all right?
That was the wrong song, Phil. I'm sorry.
All right, we'll get that set up. But the point being, this new show will show you going about the day excited and happy and buoyant because your sex life is satisfying.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, why you, Margaret? Why you? Why...
Why the Osbournes? Why Liza and David? Why any of them? Because we have lives that are different from the people who watch us. Because we are connected to the world of entertainment, the world of fantasy, if you will, Phil. And because of that, we're happier. Yes, we do make a good amount of money. But what's more important is that we have incredibly fulfilling lives. You look at You look at Ozzy and his wife, very happy. Liza and David, very happy. Frank and I, very happy. And the sex that we have is so profound, so deep, so utterly devastating, so complete in every way that fills every pore of my body that I cannot help but go out into the world the next day and absolutely conquer every single thing that I lay my eyes on. Very few women have that. But with the Margaret Gray Collection, my new reality-based TV show, women will be able to see a silhouette of Frank and I making love at the beginning of the program and then follow me through the day as they see the flush on my face, the spring in my step, the utter joy that I have because, as the children like to say, Phil, Frank, give it to me good. And that is what we're bringing to the women.
And Sex and the City doesn't do that.
Sex and the City is simply just a made-up contrived. This is reality that we're offering women.
All right, question. What makes you think women don't have this already?
Phil, the reason why they're watching Sex and the City is because they don't have it. And the reason why I believe women don't have it already is because of the fact that most women are unhappy. Most women are in dead-end relationships. Most women, and women across this country, have no idea what it's like to walk out of their homes in the morning with their heart still pounding, beads of sweat on their back, and their cheeks as flushed, and forgive me, Phil, but your cheeks as flushed as a freshly spanked baby's rear end. And that's how I feel every single morning. My husband is in his early 70s, and we are intimate every day.
Wow, I mean...
I bet you can't even say that.
I'm not going to comment on what I can say. Your husband's in his early 70s.
Early 70s, and every day he puts a flush on my cheeks that is as red and as apple-like as a baby Leah's. I'll tell you what, Frank put the V in Viagra. He really did.
All right, does Frank take Viagra?
No, he does not. No, he does not. Early 70s, no, he does not.
All right, Margaret, you've laid out an awful lot of intimate stuff, and on this new reality-based show that you and Mr. Urbanski are putting together, you are going to have a camera following you from the beginning of the show where there's a silhouette of you and Frank making love until the end of the show where you are going about your day.
And what we're doing is giving inspiration to all of the women out there listening to your program, watching television, who don't have that but could have had they been as resourceful as me. And frankly, had they been as, I don't want to say it, but had they gone after it the way I do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to Margaret Gray with a daring new reality-based television show in which she shows the women of America how good her life is because her husband is devastating in bed. She also made the comment that most women in America don't have it that good. And most women in America don't even know what it's like to leave the house every morning after their husbands made love to them every day. Her new reality-based TV show will show that. Will it? We're going to give you a piece of the opening trailer when we come back from that program. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
With Margaret Gray talking about reality shows, Sex and the City, and 6 Feet Under got the big nominations. I noticed the Osbournes didn't get any nominations, did it?
No, the Osbournes didn't, Phil, and it doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Well, because it's not much of a program. It is a show that shows a family sort of stumbling through their life.
But why is it so popular?
Why is the Osbournes so popular?
Yeah.
Because the Osbournes, for all of their drug-addled stumbling and for all of their shuffling about and for all of their mumbling and all of their dysfunction, the Osbournes have a better life, have a closer family, have better parenting than most American families.
So you're telling me that the Osbournes are popular because people aspire to be them?
I don't know if people can be them, but yes. people watch the Osbournes so they can see something interesting, see something with vitality, see something with life, and get away from their own miserable, boring existences. The reason why our show is going to be better than the Osbournes, excuse me, is I believe we're going to show intimacy. We're going to show a husband and a wife relating. I want to give people a taste of true reality. And
so your show, Margaret, with you and your husband Frank, having sex and then you going through the day, is going to be more interesting than the Osbournes.
We'll give women something they don't have, just as the Osbournes give families something they don't have. You have to understand, Phil, most American families, compared to the Osbournes, most American families are the Munsters. Seriously. Most American families are a scary, frightening hybrid of incest, molestation, drug abuse, alcoholism.
You really believe that, huh? I mean, you really believe we got a country that functions pretty well, and you really believe...
Then why are they making the Osbournes the number one show? Because they want to see something, anything that resembles normality. And to most Americans, Ozzy Osbourne, staring at his foot for 15 minutes, breaking sourdough bread in half, or looking for a cat in a bush, that's normal. And for most women, my show will be great, because most women lie there either watching the clock radio flip numbers, counting the dimples and the spackles on the ceiling, or they want to see what animals they can see in the knots on the headboard. Anything but concentrating on the thing, on the beast, that's attempting to have sex with them. Now,
all right, you had a trailer. I'm going to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. Did you have a trailer that you wanted to...
I can play the soundtrack to it.
This is the trailer. This is the opening to your show, The Margaret Gray Collection, which you say shows you and your husband having sex silhouetted,
yes. And it's very romantic. It starts out with Barbra Streisand's Evergreen, Phil. It's very lovely.
All right, I'll give her number, 1-800-449-8686. Here is the opening to The Margaret Gray Collection, the program about Margaret, her family, and sex with her husband.
Now, you have to keep in mind, Phil, that we are silhouetted having sex.
I understand that. All right. Okay, can I jump?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Isn't that lovely?
Hold on for a minute. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Turn it down, please.
Right, turn it down. What?
I'm hearing Evergreen and a headboard and springs.
First of all, Phil, you're hearing the soundtrack. On television, the visual is lovely. It shows us in a silhouette.
No, I know it's a silhouette, but over the radio, I'm hearing Barbra Streisand's lovely song, and...
Well, hold on, let me hear this. I can't hear what you're hearing.
I'm hearing bed springs.
All right, Frank. When you see it on television, Phil, the effect is one that is much more muted. I don't think it'll have the same effect that it's having on the radio.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get to a phone call here. Donald, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I'm calling down here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
And I've been listening to your show every day. I really like it.
Thank you.
And I just don't, I'm sitting here with my wife here, Irma. I just don't quite agree with what this lady's saying. I think that she's got a good idea, but me and my wife, we just don't agree that people are going to watch, want to wake up and watch some 70-year-old man making love. There's a big difference between that and reality shows like Survivor. Hello?
Yes, sir. Is that it?
Well, that's basically it. I'd like to have her response on that.
All right. Thanks for calling. Your response?
I didn't really understand what he was saying.
Well, neither did I. Okay. 1-800-449-8666.
I'd rather listen to this.
Okay, can we turn it down now?
Isn't that lovely, Phil?
No, all I'm hearing is bed springs squeaking up and down, and I'm hearing Barbra Streisand.
I'll give you again, the effect, Phil, on television.
Yeah, well, the effect on television is what? It's going to be the silhouette.
The silhouette of Frank and I, just the black silhouette of Frank and I making love. It's really lovely. It's the precision almost of a beautiful line dance.
Of a line dance. All right, Margaret, this program is going to be produced as a reality TV show, which you say is going to be far more interesting than the Osbournes, because you are going to show women how to be happy, whereas the Osbournes simply show another family that's dysfunctional and twisted and sick. And
well, the Osbournes is a sick and twisted family, but if it gives people hope that they can be somehow better than what they are, then...
So you think most American families are not as good as the Osbournes?
I wouldn't think so, given the fact that they so slavishly pay attention to that show. The silhouette, by the way, on our program, Phil, looks like a flower opening to greet the day. And it probably has something to do with my legs as they...
Okay, fine.
But just listen to this.
I get it, okay? I get the music.
What are you yelling about?
You can't hear the bed squeaking.
No.
1-800-449-8686. The show is called The Margaret Gray Collection. It is going to be on one of the cable channels. It will purport to show women how great life can be having regular sex, regular fulfilling sex, as opposed to the pathetic lives they have right now. She says it's going to offer up something that the Osbournes can't offer up, and that is actual healthy relating between a man and a woman. At some point this fall, it's going to be debuting the Margaret Gray Collection. Now, it also features her and her husband having sex in a silhouette. In a silhouette. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with our website opening right now, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Audio archives jam-packed with classic bits. Listen Live Line, 30-day archive. It's all there on our website, including our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and including, of course, the Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. So what you want to do is pick up on those and get our Best of the Phil Henry Show CDs as well. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And while you're on our website, get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. That's right. For the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth, you can have as much Phil Henry as you want. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com. Friend of mine who was out of work the last few days, right? Out of work the last few days. She's been out of work the last few months. So guess what the job was she got? Selling caskets door to door. I said, she goes, yeah, I was working for a funeral parlor. I said, you're kidding me? No. And what was your job? She goes, well, it was called grief counselor. Oh, I thought, well, that's cool. In other words, if someone comes in and they have somebody who is going to be buried or they have someone who's going to be interned, then you talk to the family and they're going to be fine. She goes, no, I'm selling caskets door to door. You know, being a salesperson, and I've never done it really in my life other than what I pitch on my show in terms of commercial product, it's probably one of the toughest jobs you'll ever have. I grew up the son of a salesman. My old man sold everything. He sold everything from business machines to truck tires to jelly beans. I mean, He seriously sold jelly beans at one time. He had a briefcase with a beautiful presentation of jelly beans in a glass jar, and he thought that was going to be the next big thing because Reagan was president, and he was into jelly beans. So, and if you could drive down the freeway, you can see a truck full of caskets as they take them off to wherever they're delivering them. So there's a market for this. But this was her job, selling caskets door to door. I'm going to tell you, whatever it is that you do, if you are in the business of hiring salespeople, go out and find these guys that sell caskets door to door and find out the number one casket salesman door to door. You want to hire him for your business, whatever it is you're selling. Once a guy is able to sell pine boxes door to door, he can sell anything. And she was going door to door selling pine boxes. Yeah, I think she did sell some. I think she was fine. I think she made a living at this. She quit because after a while, the abuse, you know, there's some things you could sell and make a lot of money at, and you don't have to take as much abuse as a door to door salesman. I didn't even have any idea that anybody sold door-to-door anymore. Last time I saw a door-to-door salesman, I think I was sitting there sucking my thumb or something. I was having pablum for breakfast or a bologna sandwich and jello for lunch. I was that young, or maybe I was that old. I still have the occasional bologna sandwich and jello for lunch, so maybe I was like in my 30s. But the last person I saw selling something door-to-door, I think it was one of those Fuller Brush guys or Avon ladies. But I never heard my mother answer the door after hearing, "Yes? How are you feeling today? Are you all right?" "I'm fine." "Well, I got some boxes out here in a truck, and if you're ill, just go ahead and lay down in one. Plus, we got some nice suits with the back cut out of them." "Hi, how you doing?" "Great. Listen, this is the kind of guy that I am. This would be my approach as a salesman. Hi, how you doing?" "Great. I don't mean to bother you, and it's a gorgeous day today." "Yes, it is. Have you thought at all about when you die, what you'd like them to stick you in? Because, and then they close the door. What if it's a rainy day? Do you even bother going door to door selling caskets when it's a rainy, cloudy day?" And you're walking up to the thing. "Hi, kind of a little inclement weather day, isn't it?" "Yeah, listen, I represent Irving Mortuaries. I'm selling these nice velvet boxes. Are you feeling all right? I don't know. I'm sure you look healthy, but someday you're going to die. Can I interest you? I got a whole bunch in the truck. Get out of here." "Oh, I'm sorry." How about that? Selling pine boxes door to door. To me, that's the ultimate. I couldn't do that kind of salesmanship if somebody put a gun to my head. I remember the Avon lady, Fuller Brush. This is what people use, and then selling the Bibles door-to-door. There's a movie, by the way, and I haven't seen it. It's a documentary on guys that go door-to-door selling Bibles. I can't say no to cats like that because their sheer guts alone I admire. "Listen, if I buy the casket, where do I keep it?" "You can put it in the garage." "All right." What I'd do is I'd take the casket, I'd put it in the garage, and I'd just stick my tools on top of it, and I don't know, refrigerator. You know what you could do is you could have a freezer, and then convert it into a pine box when you're done with it. You put all of your steaks and stuff. But guys that go door-to-door, I'll listen to their pitch because their chutzpah alone is worth the price of admission. One time, friend of mine, real idiot, had a phone call. Guy says, "Hey, you want a prize? You're going to Jamaica." She says, "Sure." And it was the usual little game that they play. A guy comes over and says, "Hey, you won your trip to Jamaica." And this guy wouldn't leave for like 3 hours talking to her about buying some set of silverware or some vacuum cleaner or some chess set. He had any number of things that she had to buy before she could claim her trip to Jamaica. In other words, it was back in the day before we knew about all of these scams. And then there's my son, who, when he was like 9, was taking all of those stamps and putting them on the publisher's clearinghouse envelope, and he was sure that he was going to. He put me on every mailing list. After that kid mailed that thing in for the publisher's clearinghouse to win the $1 million, I got every magazine subscription, every offer. I was getting it from Buddhist Daily and the Architectural Digest Tomorrow and Nurses Weekly. But if you ever see a guy selling boxes door to door, think about this friend of mine. Go ahead and buy one. 1-800-449-8686. "Hi, can I interest you in a casket?" It's Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Speaking of pine boxes, if you're a man, and if you listen to this show, there's a very high likelihood that you're a man. They got a Maxim magazine has a survey on how you'll die if you are 1 to 4 years of age, 5 to 14 years of age, 15 to 24 years of age. In other words, how many people per 100,000 men in the population died this way in these age groups? For instance, between the ages of 1 and 4, 9.5 males per 100,000 died by way of an unintentional injury of some kind. Between the ages of 1 and 4, 5.5 men, or 5.5 males, I should say, per 100,000 died from motor vehicle accident. 3.7 from congenital anomalies, physical problems that were not predicted. And then 2.9, homicide and legal intervention. So that is if you are 1 to 4 years of age. Now, Craig, you're 25 to, let's see, Craig, is you're 25 to 44 years of age. It is likely that you'll die from a heart attack. 25.5 men per 100,000. Then the next comes unintentional injury. So not a lot of difference between if you're 1 to 4 or 25 to 44, unintentional injury, which I don't know what that is. See, unintentional injury could mean, I just drank a case of beer, and a friend of mine pushed a pot onto my head by mistake outside, you know, during a party. Yeah. Unintentional injury, I was on a motorcycle, and it flipped. It went into the wash. When you're 1 to 4 years of age, unintentional injury is, oh, look at this. Here's a light socket, and I have a metal knife. I think I'll jam it in there and... Right. Another unintentional injury, 1 to 4 years of age, running with scissors. Well, motorcycles going off of bridges into riverbeds, that's the 25 to 44-year-old version of running with scissors when you're 1 to 4. But it's all unintentional injury. Here's an unintentional injury that I almost had once. Falling off of a roof. I like that unintentional injury. Then the next one is motor vehicle accident, which one would call an unintentional injury, couldn't one? And then 23.5 men per 100,000 between the ages of 25 and 44 kill themselves. Suicide becomes less likely. It becomes less likely the older you get. And then after the age of 44, it's not a very big reason for people killing themselves. Between 25 and 44, guys off themselves. And between 15 and 24, suicide's like number 3. Homicide and legal intervention goes way up between the ages of 15 and 24. Now here we go. Here's my age group. 45 to 64, most of us are going to croak from cancer. Oh, great. Then heart disease, brain hemorrhage, and chronic liver disease. Don't you want to get older, man? Oh, that's great. There ain't nothing on there about unintentional injury or motor vehicle accident. What that tells you is we're living less dangerously. And because we're living less dangerously, so that we're just going to sit on our ass and get cancer. Screw it. I'd rather go out there and just, you know, like I say, do that old Starsky and Hutch, just the undercarriage of a truck flying into a riverbed or something. And then 65 and older, heart disease and cancer just trade places on the list. With 45 to 64, it's cancer and heart disease. 65 and older, then heart disease and cancer, then brain hemorrhage and aneurysm. And instead of chronic liver disease, it's lung disease. Man, what a drag getting older. I'm turning 50 on September 1. People say, gee, don't you really want to say your age? I could care less. I could care less. I'm proud of the work that I do on the radio. The show that we do is more edgy or cutting edge or whatever the hell you want to call it than any show guys half my age are doing right now. What do I care? Yeah, I'm going to be 50. If you're lucky, Jack, you'll make it there too. And with any luck, it would say about 5 years from now, if we can get that TV show on the air and it goes into syndication after like three-season, four-season run, I'm gone. Goodbye. But, you know, the likelihood of that happening, man, I might as well just have an unintentional injury running with scissors. Anyway, 5 to 14 years of age, motor vehicle, unintentional injury, cancer. Wow, that's wild. That's wild. 5 to 14 years of age, cancer's up there, and then homicide and legal intervention. I don't know what legal intervention means. Homicide and legal intervention, like cops cops pounding the crap out of you with a nightstick. So between the ages of 1 and 4, you may get a billy stick up the side of your head. By the way, speaking of billy sticks, here's a newsflash on the Phil Hendry Show. Where's our newsflash music? Do we have any? Yes, it's the newsflash bed springs. Some Georgia cops just beat the crap out of some guy. I said just beat the crap out of him. It's about a month-old story, but they had the police video. Some guy ran from them after stealing a car, and allegedly his license was suspended. So he ran, and if you want to make a cop angry, just run. They ran this guy down with their car, and you can clearly see on the video, they drag him. They don't really drag him into some bushes. They sort of knock him into these bushes, and this cop just tees off on this guy. I'd say he landed about 7 or 8 right hands before his partner runs in with a billy stick, knocks hell out of the guy, and then they handcuff him. And, as a news flash, he's a white guy. I think that's refreshing, don't you? Makes me feel good. It's at least we're not going to have another race riot. Or maybe we will, but I doubt it. White folks know they've had it pretty good. There ain't too much whites can riot about. You see a white guy get the crap beat out of him on a police video, it's pretty much like, well, I guess we had it coming sooner or later. Okay. A few other white guys getting away with so much, man. Yeah, you know, I've been like waiting to see some white cat get his head cracked open with a billy stick just to make things a little bit even, okay? White folks are not going to riot because they don't have too much to riot about. There's just nothing that really pisses off white people as a group. Black folks get upset about everything, and some say that they have reason to. Others say perhaps they could chill a bit. I don't know. I'd say if anybody had a reason to get upset and riot, it would be black folks and then women. But when's the last time you saw women burning down whole sections of cities? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Just, it would be a very cool thing. Yes, Bob, thousands of women are in the street right now, torching buildings, beating hell out of, dragging men out of cars. With all the women that we got, like 52% of the population, the grievances that women, I think, could legitimately put forward, and the miscarriage of justice in many ways with regard to, for instance, women being assaulted by men, i.e. rape, and guys getting off, you'd think that women would be rioting, they'd be turning this place, it would just be just one conflagration. Just the whole city would light up, man. Yes, the riots in Detroit, the riots in New York, the riot. You always think of blacks, you never think of women. Just once, I'd like to see, just once, one good riot full of women. Billy sticks, torches, knives, snipers, everything. Some chick running with a TV set across the street and carrying a big fat magnum. Women looting for television sets and girdles. I don't know what the hell they'd loot for. But white folks don't riot because they don't have anything to riot about. I couldn't get all that worked up about much. I get worked up about Al-Qaeda, but that's not a race thing. I get worked up about, you know, defending my country. That's not a race thing. There's nothing that happens to white people that pisses me off all that much. I just saw a white guy get the crap kicked out of him by a cop. I'm like, oh, that's cool. What the hell do I care? Yeah, I eat my popcorn. I'm going to go home and watch that about 6 times. That happens to a black. I'm a black guy. I see a black guy get the crap kicked out of him. I get pissed off because it's a historical continuum of this sort of thing. And you begin to get angry, and you begin to want to do something about it. But as a white man, I sit there, I saw on the videotape this guy getting his head cracked open, some white trash in his cut-off jeans, running away from the cops because he was too juiced and had a suspended driver's license. I'm like, oh, that's great. I wonder what's on that 70s show tonight. Doesn't matter to me. There's only one place, truly, that you'll be able to see a female riot, and that's any ladies' night in any city in this country. Female riot, alcohol and male strippers. I remember a friend of mine walked into one of those places one night. This was when they first started women, these male strip clubs, like back in the late 70s. He says, you wouldn't believe it. What? You go into that bar. There's all these women pouring out of this big nightclub, and they're just crazed. They're insane, man. They're tearing guys' clothes off. I said, what is it? Well, a bar is connected to a place, and there's guys taking their clothes off in there. Who? Well, I don't know. There's strippers. Well, there's guys like stripping out of their jock strap? Yeah. I saw that last week. Where? I was at this gay club. No, you idiot. I'm talking about guys and chicks. He came out of there with his tie askew and his hair just like, looked like freaking Dr. Zorba. He said, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And I said, what the hell are you doing sitting there next to me? Get back in there. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show Best Of CD available. It's called Bring It. It's on our website. And all the money that we raise from the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless runaway kids in Hollywood. All you have to do is go online to philhenryshow.com, go into our souvenir shop, and check out the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Or, if you'd like, you can call. It's a toll-free number, and the number is 877. Let me go find it. Here it is, 877-616-7445. That number is 877-616-7445. All of the money that we raise through the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD, Bring It, again, goes to My Friend's Place, a wonderful charity set up to help troubled kids in the Hollywood area. And these are kids from all over the United States who come out here and sleep on the sidewalk and eat out of garbage cans and hope that someday they're going to, you know, be co-starring with Martin Sheen or something. I don't know. So, you know, go and help the kids there on our website. That's philhenryshow.com or 877-616-7445.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I want to go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Phil.
How are you?
Hi. Pleasure. Very much pleasure. I've been a big fan of the show. Been listening for about 6 months. I even attended the listening party over here in Tucson.
Oh, cool.
Last week.
Thanks.
Yeah. It turned a lot of people onto the show. I completely understand your humor. I'm a black man, but I understood the darky joke when you were talking about our award shows and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
No problem with that. No problem with that.
Thank you very much.
But I heard you talking about riots, and I thought I'd have to call in because I got the impression from you that you, I get the feeling that you think riots are something that have been invented by black people, that it's something of our own accord that we came up with all on our own, and that's not true. Riots, unfortunately.
How did I say that black folks invented riots?
Well, I got the impression that I get the impression that you're telling
maybe you did. Maybe you did. It's not a bad thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing, whether you say it or not.
But of course you didn't.
A good thing or bad.
Right.
But all I want to do is say that blacks don't have a monopoly on riots. In fact, whites invented riots. They started riots in New Orleans.
Whites invented riots. Now, wait a minute.
Well,
look. If we're trying, if we're going to make a phony baloney argument here, which is what this sounds like it's beginning to become, you know, I don't need the phone calls that bad. Look, blacks didn't invent riots, whites didn't invent riots, human beings invented riots, and I suppose a riot is defined by some extra legal insurrection or extra legal violent activity by a group of people against the authorities, okay? And I'm sure they had riots as far back as Rome, for that matter, when the slaves rioted, and maybe they had them in the ancient cities of Zimbabwe, and perhaps they had them as far north as the steppes of Russia. In America, we've had riots. In America, we had slave insurrections. We had whites rioting in New York over the draft in the 1860s. Are you and I really going to talk about who invented riots?
No,
come
but
on. I mean, I'll give it to you, man. Black folks didn't invent riots.
Straight on that. One more thing.
All I was saying was it would be interesting to see women riot for a change because they've also got a few grievances.
No, I'd rather not see anybody riot, to be honest.
Well,
especially
I would.
Women.
I would. As long as I'm at home and I've got cable, it doesn't matter to me, yeah.
Well, I think the last ones, I'll tell you, the last people in our country, in our great country, that has anything to riot about. Hello.
What's that?
The last people in our great country that have anything to riot about are women, unfortunately. I mean,
yeah. I think they could get a good riot going.
I think they're too busy enjoying the fruits of black labors of affirmative action and things of that nature. Because I think a lot of the rights that they enjoy now are stuff that they got from black people.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know a few white girls that got something from black guys, and I believe that...
But before I go, I just want to make...
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Black family sues Pizza Hut. 13 members of family are suing the operators of a Pizza Hut for $2 million, alleging they refused service because they're black. The manager or the attorney says no, it was because they were out of cheese for pizzas and couldn't make any more pizzas, and so therefore they couldn't serve them. They contend that they saw lots of white folks in the restaurant, but they didn't see any black folks. They were rudely told they couldn't be served, or words to that effect, says their attorney. The restaurant the family went to was in Chesapeake and has since closed. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, no pun intended, but that's a cheesy lawsuit. That's a real cheesy lawsuit.
Great. Like I said, I don't need the phone calls that bad. 1-800-449-8686. But we do give our phone number out desperately, pleadingly hoping that along the way someone is going to come up with a little bit of reality. As I say, we invent the bull crap around here. You guys come with the straight stuff, and we'll all be real happy together, okay? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. In the United States of America, by the way, the largest beer-consuming state is Wisconsin. And the reason for this, being summertime, I thought I'd bring this fact out. Wisconsin's number one, Texas and Mexico are tied for second, and then Florida is wiping up the rear there at number four. But the reason why Wisconsin sucks down so much beer, if you're interested, is that they have something called basements. And there's nothing to do in a basement but drink. I got a friend of mine who comes from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he went back to visit his relatives. I said, what'd you do? Well, they were showing me their basement. What do you mean they're showing you their basement? That's what they do. They got a basement down there. I said, that's like when I lived in Minnesota. Everybody was showing me their deck. So either you got a deck or you got a basement. But there's only two things you can do on a deck or a basement, and one of them's drink. And the other is five or six different things. And when you're in Wisconsin and you have a basement and it's snowing outside and the Packer game is on, you're going to be drinking yourself some booze. So that far north, yeah. Basements are things that people are proud of. It's like a whole other house down there. Bars and bathrooms and pool tables and dart boards and everything. Decks. They have deck warming parties and basement warming parties. I grew up in California. We have no basements. We've got, like, the crawl space under the house. And as a kid, I go, is that our basement? No, that isn't a basement. That's where a cat goes to die. That's what that is. You go under there, and it's dirt clods and cement. So, geez, I wish we had a basement and an attic. There ain't no attic. What we have is you got to bust through the wall and get into the crawl space there where there's wiring for your air conditioning, but there is no attic. So in the desperate need to have an attic, I used to just walk around on the roof of our house. So there I was in my neighborhood, this 14-year-old kid walking around on the roof of a house in the middle of summertime with nobody else, just me, sitting up there. I used to drag a deck chair up on the roof of our house and sit up there. I'm like 12, just kicking it up on the roof of the house because I just wanted to, having a cigarette, having myself a beer, having a little Wisconsin Leinenkugel. But basements and decks, and this guy says to me one day, I got to go to the house, Phil. Yeah, why? We're having a deck warming party. No kidding. Yeah. Well, what is that? Well, I got a deck out behind the house, and I put it up, and we walk out onto this deck. It's all this wood, and I, you know, lacquered it, and I got a barbecue, and we'll suck down some brews and have some, you know, food, and we'll stand on my deck. Great. So I go out, and that's what we did, and the cool thing about this guy's deck, which he told me as we were standing on this thing, elevated about 15 feet above the ground because it was kind of a second-story deck, and then below was the other part of the house. You know how it is when you drive up to the driveway, there's the house, but the backyard slopes down, so it's actually two stories. So I'm standing on this thing, and by the way, when the inspector came around, he told me to take it down, and I said, well, okay, because I hadn't pulled permits. I said, well, that's... What'd you do? He said, well, I told the guy I was going to start taking it down, and he split, and I'm still building it. So in other words, I'm standing on a deck that wasn't permitted by the city, 15 feet above the ground. This guy thinks I ought to be smiling about this. And this basement idea, going down to the basement, man. Like I said, there's only a few things you can do in a basement, and they ain't all good. So that's why they're sucking all that hooch up in Wisconsin. Why they're drinking all the beer they do in Texas, I got no idea. Other than the fact that it's hot. And you got to get pretty looped, man, before you start chasing a calf around the corral. You got to get pretty drunk before somebody says, here you go, Jed, pop your cherry. and there's a cow you're running around down in, you're running a cow down in a corral. That you got to get pretty juiced for that. And New Mexico, that's just a different kind of a cow. They don't drink a lot of beer in California. I do, but the rest of the state doesn't. You want to know why? Because everybody around here is with the vodka martini thing. That's their whole vodka this and white wine that and a little gin tonic here and there. And the state that's the driest, I mean, they absolutely do not touch beer as much as the rest of the country. You guessed it, Utah. Lousy 13 gallons a person per year. One of the other reasons why they drink in Texas, you might as well be drunk when you're watching your house float away. You know, in Florida, they have hurricane parties. People come up with all kinds of reasons to get hammered. Just get hammered. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Bud Dickman was telling me that he was, I think he'd run with the Bulls in Pamplona. Here's Bud.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm Bud Dickman, and Phil Hendry is taking a pee in the bathroom, so this is a Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to talk about it. Last year I went to Spain, I ran with the Bulls in Pamplona, and that was the funnest time that I never had. And,
what are you doing?
Right, I'm taking a
microphone. What are you doing here?
You're taking a pee.
Oh, so you got to announce it to everybody? Hi, welcome back on the Phil Hendry Show. And
I tell about a Pamplona.
Where's Pamplona?
Where'd he run a bull?
Pamplona, okay?
Yeah, he ran a bull there.
What? So what if they ran the bulls there, man? That was an hour ago I was talking about that. We were just talking about babies flying out of windows on fire.
Oh, great material.
Well, it's better than you talking about Pamplona.
I went there. I ran with the bulls in Pamplona.
Wait a second, man. First of all, it's not called... What the hell is this?
This is a bull music.
Get it out of here, will you?
In a bull in Pamplona.
It's called Pamplona.
You mean Pamplona? What did you say?
Turn it off, bud.
La 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 la.
Turn it off, bud, or I'm gonna freaking beat the crap out of you.
You don't ask me about being a bull in Pamplona.
Turn it off. Yes.
What are you doing now?
The guy came in here.
Yeah, I just heard you threaten him.
You hear this?
Yeah.
That's my mom singing.
What's wrong with it?
It's the Lonely Bull, and I got Bud in here talking about running with the bulls in Pamplona.
So let him talk about it.
Do I got to play this?
Yeah, it's very Mexican. Play it. Play this. They play that in the bean fields while they're picking the, you know, carrots and stuff.
Anyway, I ran with a bull in Pamplona.
Yeah.
And I got trampled.
You got trampled.
Yeah. I got gored and I got trampled, and it wasn't bad.
You got gored and you got trampled, and it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, and I proved that I was a man. I got gored and trampled, and now me, I'm a man.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the only way I can prove I'm a man is to get gored and trampled.
That's right.
All right, well, you're an idiot.
Well, at least I got trampled.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Okay.
Okay.
At least I got trampled.
At least I got trampled.
You got trampled. Have you ever been trampled?
No, man. I ain't never been trampled, okay?
You never been trampled?
No, bud. I've never been trampled. Are you listening to the answers that I'm giving you? No, I've never been trampled, okay?
Have you ever been run over by a tractor?
No, I've never been run over by a tractor.
This music makes me want to eat salsa.
Leave the tart alone, okay? At least Bud's trying to become a man.
Okay, to answer your question, Bud, no, I've never been run over by a tractor.
Kicked into a ditch by a mule?
No.
Dad, do you ever get beat up and tossed into a ditch?
Well?
No, I've never been beat up and tossed into a ditch. What are you doing with that case of beer?
I'm going to get trampled.
Oh, you're going to get trampled here with a case of beer. Okay, is that good enough?
Very good. Good interview. Jesus, every time I listen to you guys.
Turn that crap off.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Florida. Florida. A quadriplegic has sued a strip club in West Palm Beach, charging it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act because the lap dance room doesn't have wheelchair access. This clown sued the Wildside Adult Sports Cabaret last month after visiting the West Palm Beach Club on May 9th and June 14th. The lap dance room is only accessible by a short flight of stairs, according to the suit. It also alleges that the counter around the stage where strippers dance is too high, making it difficult for him to see the stage and set down his drink. Police in Florida have charged a naked man who jumped on top of a young family's car and surfed it. The couple and their three-year-old daughter were driving through Jacksonville when the man tried to get in their car. They locked the doors and drove off, but he clung to the bonnet, banged on the windscreen, and started urinating. Florida. He then climbed onto the roof, jumped to the ground, and was found in the road not moving. Police say he tested positive for drugs, but he hasn't yet been identified, according to the Florida Times Union. He was unable to answer questions, but was taken to the jail and booked on indecent exposure and criminal damage charges. Now, what made them think he was on drugs? And what made them think it was necessary to test him? Yeah, you're on drugs. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, no, I swear to God. Well, I don't care. Standing on a roof nude, urinating, you're on drugs. Whether you really are or not, you're on drugs. How can you say I'm on drugs? Because any guy that gets on the roof of a car, nude, tries to surf it, and then pees off the side of it, has got to have some biochemical changes occurring in his body. I don't care if it was externally induced. I don't care if it was some kind of a neurotransmitter depletion. You're on some kind of a chemical imbalance here. Florida. All right. A Florida woman is fighting to fulfill her late husband's dying wish to be buried next to his dog in his back garden. Rick Georges told his wife Beverly of his wish before he died of liver cancer in April. He also sought advice from a lawyer about his plans for himself and his pit bull, Bocephius. But the widow's efforts to get the city of Arcadia's permission for the unconventional interment have upset neighbors, caused a family feud, and attracted national media attention. Officials say the plan violates city codes, which would affect property values and set a bad precedent. The city council makes a decision on the matter next month, said Miss Georges. I'm just trying to do what he wanted. He just wanted to be back there with his dog. A family is suing a Florida cruise company, which threw them off a liner for bringing dozens of live bees on board. Florida. They say they were discriminated against because of their Iranian heritage. The Afkami family says the bees were being used to treat two of their children for multiple sclerosis. Some people believe bee venom can treat the symptoms of the illness. The family rebooked, but staff stopped them from boarding again because they found a pressurized carbon dioxide container in their luggage. The family claimed it was planted there. What? Planted there? What? The bee thing is enough. No, I got it. Take this canister of carbon dioxide, stick that in there, and that way we can throw them off, because the Afkamis from Maryland are now suing Miami-based Carnival Cruise Lines, which says the claims are without merit. Security teams first became suspicious. What, so they didn't throw them off because of the bees? Or what are they? Why did they say they didn't have bees? They weren't packing bees. Security teams first became suspicious of the couple, their three children, and a daughter-in-law because they kept getting on and off before the ship left port. Family denies this. Around 160 live bees were later found in bottles inside their quarters, and the cruise was delayed for 3 hours while the family were removed. The Afkamis say they drove home hurt and embarrassed after the second incident the following day involving the gas canister. I don't know, Iranians, canisters full of bees, get them off. Get them off! I don't mean to be cruel, but... Florida. Yeah, you know, what are you talking about? You're Iranian. I, you know, it's the whole 9/11 thing. I'm sure you understand. I don't understand. Well, get the hell out of here, you and your bees. You're giving me the creeps with your bees, all right? Look, I'm not even Arab. I'm Persian. It's fine. It's fine. Just go. Take another ship. Go suck the bee venom out. Stick it in a little container, like one of those water bottles, and then bring it on. Air turns rank by end of tomato wrestling championship. Yes, members of the crowd at Florida's tomato wrestling championship say there was a terrible smell in the air by the time it finished. Eight women entered the competition in Quincy. They wrestled in a huge tub of tomatoes for a $1,000 first prize. An umpire made sure they kept to the rules of wrestling. Only one competitor wore a bikini. Mary Kay Cooksey, who was at the event, said by the end the smell was rank. It was real hot, and the tomatoes had been out all day and then squashed by the wrestlers. That's probably what made it hot there, Mary Kay, and kind of made it smell because they got squashed. The contest attracted over 400 spectators to the Bottom of the Hill Lounge Bar. Mrs. Cooksey told the news service the more they wrestled in the tomatoes, the more they turned to juice. How about that? Florida. And that's it. For I love Florida. Take your bee venom.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry Show. I understand that there have been cases of missing kids, Elizabeth Smart, and I certainly understand the little girl in Southern California, Shannon Runyon. And there is a situation afoot this evening. The result of the police telling families to be on the lookout for a serial murderer rapist. So that's important, and families should be aware of that. Kids need to be aware of that. Individuals who protect children need to be aware of that. The Shannon Runyon case ended in tragedy. The Elizabeth Smart situation, we don't know the a disposition of that, and there are a number of other kids that are missing in the country any given hour, kids missing all over the place. And I guess we seize upon these stories because they're symbolic. In the case of Elizabeth Smart, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I think I said it before anybody else, which generally happens on this show. You know, it's funny, for the longest time we never took credit for Jack around here, and I think we're going to start. I think I said this before anybody else. I said, okay, the Elizabeth Smart story, I think, has been pretty much pounded into the ground, and we have reported all we can, and it has become a little ghoulish, and it's turned into a soap opera, and I don't want to do it anymore. And, you know, some people said to me, well, if you were the father of that girl, wouldn't you want to be on TV? Yeah, I would. I would want to be on TV. If I were the father of that girl, I would want to be on TV. Am I saying a guy's wrong? No, I ain't saying a guy's wrong. Would I be wrong? I'm not saying I'd be wrong, but I will tell you this. For everybody else out there, it's just one big TV show. That's all it is. And what they care about Elizabeth Smart and that family, you couldn't stick in a thimble. It's just a TV show. Now, the Shannon Runyon case disturbs me because a lot of people who don't have anything else to talk about seize upon sensational cases like this and begin to critique police behavior and critique the behavior of the people who were at the house. I did it myself yesterday. And they start talking about whether the parents were responsible, whether the grandmother was responsible, and should kids be allowed out. And what winds up happening is, if for want of something to talk about, we start talking about nothing. Now, this girl is dead. It's a tragedy. Let's be on the lookout for a serial rapist murderer. The police say he will strike again. They say he has left clues as to his desire to do that. I don't know what those clues are specifically. The police are not going to tell us, because that's what cops are going to tell you, Jack, about what they know, considering especially crime scenes relative to serial murderers. These guys are a real whole different breed. These guys are real, real different. So you got to be on the lookout and be safe, if for no other reason than to protect your family. Beyond that, I got nothing more to say about that case. I don't care who's trying to make programming out of it. You want to know what offends me? That offends me. See, that offends me. I got people that jumping on my back because they don't like material relative to sex, or they don't like material relative to the odd characters that we have on our show. They don't like the material relative to the scatological humor and it's funny. But see, I still get people dumping on me for that. But by God, why don't we take a case like Shannon Runyon and let's turn that into a sensational bit of programming, Henry, and this is what we call news talk. Forget it. I ain't going to do it. It's not going to happen. You go right ahead and jawjack that one to death. The little girl is gone. It's a sad and tragic thing for that family. Best thing we can do now, hope that it doesn't happen again. Let the cops do their job. And not turn it into a, you know, into another half hour on 2020. I just as soon have back on that guy from the American Alternative Relationships Foundation talking about how he and his daughter are going to go off and have a very happy life together. And, oh, yeah, Angelina Jolie and her brother are moving in together. I mean, to me, I'd rather talk about that. Because to me, that's funny. And it's far more relevant to the human condition than to come on here and turn into a piece of entertaining programming the death of that kid or that other kid missing or any other kid. I'm not doing any teabag celebration here. We aren't leading any march to City Hall. We aren't giving out the fax number, nothing. You know, for the first time yesterday, we did something that I've never done before in a show. I suggested you log onto a website where you can turn your signature onto a petition that would make the people on Flight 93 recipients posthumously of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I thought that'd be a pretty cool thing to do. Because you may not be aware of that. I ain't going to get on here and say, hey, by the way, keep your kids indoors because there's a serial rapist. What are you going to do? You're not going to do it. I don't, you know, if you're too stupid to do it, then you're too dumb to do it. What are you going to... Hey, make sure that you get your kid inside because there's a serial rapist on the loose. Oh, great, that's right. That and tissue paper. I forgot. I got to get that and grits. Get the kids inside, toilet paper, and flank steak for tonight's dinner. Sorry, I don't mean to come on so strong, but that's how I feel. That's one man's opinion. And remember, Florida. All right. Some people suing Southwest Airlines because apparently Southwest Airlines made them buy an additional seat because they were too fat. Now, we've made this into, actually, we did this as a bit like 4 years ago, where we had fat people calling, I think, and getting upset because the airline, fictitious airline we invented, was charging people extra. And years ago, we used to kid about people being weighed as freight. In other words, are you a passenger or are you freight? How do you want to travel? Is it more expensive to buy a ticket, or is it, in other words, is it more economical to buy a ticket, or is it more economical to just have yourself weighed as freight? And to be carried down in the pressurized cabin there where they have all the big containers filled with suitcases and dogs and big vats of cooking oil or whatever they carry. And I don't know what the answer to that is. It may be cheaper. Then, of course, well, why not just have yourself mailed? This kind of thing. Well, it turns out Southwest Airlines made these people buy another seat. They said it was humiliating and that it degraded their rights as people. They're fat, and I don't know why they're fat, but I don't want to be on my way into the side of a mountain. I don't want to see the ground racing toward me because Southwest didn't take care. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong on a plane, and weight is an issue. Now, I don't know, making somebody buy an extra seat simply means that you're not going to be adding that extra person onto the plane, I guess is what that means. I don't know whether it's a weight thing or it's a fuel thing. And the other thing, sitting between them could be fatal. So, you got to buy another ticket. I'm not telling you to lose weight, I'm just saying you got to buy another ticket. If they churn up too much fuel because that extra weight made them burn another, say, 8 million, another 8 million gallons per mile, and the next thing I'm looking at is the Pacific Ocean racing toward me, and I haven't said my prayers, I haven't said goodbye to my wife and kids, I'm going to blame you. All I got time for is a quick sign of the cross And the next thing you know, hi, hello, God. Hello, Allah. And the seven virgins. Because somebody didn't take care when they loaded you onto the plane. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't see that many really large people getting on airplanes. I've never had that experience. And as much as people like to say I sit next to the fat person, it's never happened to me. The worst that's ever happened to me on any airplane are just loud-talking people. I'd rather sit next to a nice, quiet, fat man than some loud guy. And by loud guy, I mean, like, for instance, this dude that I was sitting next to on a flight from Sacramento to L.A., and he had his little laptop computer, and he had on the wire-rimmed glasses and kind of the bald head with the short-sleeve Madras shirt, and he's very loudly talking in a, I couldn't place it, it was almost a Central California accent, saying to his friends, I want my country back. You see what Clinton and Hillary are doing now? I think that whole thing is just ridiculous. The whitewater, that guy's got the country up for sale. About that, you know, that loud. Can you imagine talking that loud on an airplane? I mean, most of us talk on an airplane. Do you want to have the, can I, stewardess, could I get a cup of coffee, you know? That's like Taylor and his friends going to Tokyo. Yeah, another thing. If you hit replay on the DVD, you can see it again, yeah. Hey, who's buying drinks this time out? $3. Did you guys rent headphones? I always bring my own. That's Taylor and his pals on the way to Tokyo. 11 hours, some poor guy trying to get some sleep. And there's Taylor. Dude, have you heard the Breeders? Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins on the soundtrack. Dude. It's just Craig and all of his buddies just for 11 hours. Dude. But this guy's talking about like that loud. He's, I want my country back. This guy, Clinton. I mean, look at pal, you can have any opinion you want. You got to yell it, especially if it happens to be a very stale, tired, overly wrought point of view like Clinton selling the country. You know, I get it already. Yeah. Whitewater. Yeah, okay. That's good. I know. Yeah, Trooper Gate. Uh-huh. Travel Gate. Yeah, that's what's going on. So then, dig this. The guy's done talking about that loud thing, and then he turns back to his computer, and the guy has the audacity, the unmitigated gall, the courage, the balls to turn on his computer, that MIDI computer music. And it's something like, it's some country song, and it's about this loud going, Onde ando grande, arere maravillo, that's that loud. And I'm two seats away from this guy. So the guy leans over to me and says, say, partner, if this is too loud, you let me know, okay? And I said, it's too loud. It's just like, within a half a nanosecond of it, you let me know. Yeah, I'm letting you know now. It's too loud. Well, gee, and he looked at me like I was a real party pooper, man. Like I was just such a freaking killjoy on this. These, you know, these people, they go through life loud. Everything they do is loud, man. I don't know whether it is that they don't know the sound of their own voice. I'm in a restaurant the other day with my wife. We wanted to go and have a little bit of sushi, this joint we know over on the lake in Westlake. So I sit down, and in the restaurant, I hear a guy, and he's got, and when you were born on July 14, no, you and your brother, that's right, uh-huh, and the two of you were the cutest little guys, and they're having a birthday party, and this guy I can hear 8 blocks away. That's right. And, what? Okay, can we get more white wine here? And I'll have a vodka tonic. What do you want, dear? Oh, ha, 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 ha. Look at that. Everything the guy's saying. Here's my question. Do you think those people are deaf? I think they are. Don't you think they have a hearing problem? You think they just don't know that their voice carries? Or do you think that they think what they're saying is just going to be fascinating for everybody else to hear? I think it's the latter two. I think either they don't know their voice is carrying, or they think they're really interesting people. You know, it's like people that turn their music up too loud. I got no problem with loud music. I got a problem with bad music. You dig what I'm saying? In other words, oh yeah, man, you just don't dig loud music. No, I don't mind loud music. I do mind loud REO Speedwagon, see? Don't turn that crap up, man. As soon as you are able, on the time that we first met. Turn it down, man. Oh, wow, you're not down with the... No, I ain't down with REO. Anything else you want to put on is fine with me, but that crap, I got to listen to that? This guy's got REO Speedwagon, you know? People who turn their music up, it's like a it's like they're showing off their taste in music. Not. As soon as you are able, then hey, man, yeah, your music sucks. Is it too loud? No, it's not too loud. It's just bad. It's bad. That's all I'm saying, Dig, you know. Oh, I thought it was too loud because I really like to rock out. Oh, you do you? But you're just rocking out up there with REO Spudwagon, huh? Put on something better, man. You want me to turn it down? No, I don't want you to turn it down. I want you to put on another record. Put on another CD. I don't know. Put on some freaking B.B. King, man. Anything. Okay. Yeah, thank you. God. Hey, our website's open, philhenryshow.com. Click onto our website. We have an amazing amount of archived radio comedy, the likes of which you've never heard anywhere before. It's the Phil Henry Show. It's what we do here. It's what we do better than anybody else. And it's there on our website. If you want to get up to speed on our show, and if ever there was a radio show that you need to give about 2 weeks of a listen to before you really can make up your mind, it's this show. Many people have made up their minds on this show within like 2 days of hearing it, and they've made themselves look like complete and utter idiots. People have returned a verdict on the Phil Henry Show within like a day and a half of listening, and they have made themselves look absolutely foolish. So do yourself a favor. Listen to this show for a couple of weeks, and if you want to get up to speed on what this show is truly about, log on to philhenryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. By logging on, you'll get up to speed on this program. You'll get up to speed on a show that takes some people 6 months to understand. Literally. Check it out. It's at philhenryshow.com.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
One other thing on that airline. Here's the thing with an airline ticket and those people that are large that are suing Southwest. If you can get into one seat, all right, I got no problem with you. You ought to just pay. But if you have to sit in two seats, shouldn't you have to pay for two seats? If your ass is so large that you're spreading it out over 2.5, maybe 3 seats, Charlie, it's over. It's over. Pull out the credit card. Let's go. Otherwise, no plane can take off on one wheel. You know, we're talking about a plane taking off. One wing lower than the other. Why are we banking so soon? We're not. I'm trying to. We can do all kinds of jokes like that. We can just keep rolling with those if you want. No, really. I mean, the guy said that he was able to sit in one seat. So I think these large folks on Southwest. Beautiful Southwest, give it a rest, okay? If they can get into one of your seats, they can get into one of your seats. You ought to give them a medal. Getting into one of those seats, I can barely get into one of those seats, okay? I'm fat, but brother, I ordinarily can fit into an airline seat at least. But you're sitting there, I tell you, it's pretty tight, man. And then there's the one seat in the one. They're maximizing the space. Southwest Airlines is a bus, if you guys don't know, is a bus service. All right, one other thing. Angelina Jolie has officially filed for divorce, so she's free, guys. Angelina Jolie is available. Good luck if you want your furniture carved up. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure she's a really nice person, other than the fact she'd probably cut the finger off your oldest child or something, keep it around her neck. No, she's good. She's free. She's available. So you go ahead. Go ahead and date her. And then some morning when you can't start your car and there's sugar in your gas tank, it'll be great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.